Folks, this segment is made possible by the Choctaw Hunting Lodge up in Oklahoma. Check them out online, ChoctawHuntingLodge.com, and also by Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Well, folks, our next guest is Mr. Danny Hood, a friend of mine that I fished with up in Canada and spent a whole week up there having fun a few years ago and got to know Danny real well. Danny is in real estate, but he's in South Carolina, and we're going to learn the Danny Hood method of making catfish stew. Now, all of you are listening, you're thinking, we fry our catfish down here in Texas or Arkansas or wherever you're listening. Yeah, we do, but I've never made this, but I'm going to try it, and I'm going to make it probably next week. Danny, thank you, buddy, for spending some time with us.
You're welcome, Luke. Looking forward to it.
Well, it's going to be fun, and I've told all of our guests, if it's Paul Harvey that you want to listen to, well, better go on up the dial somewhere, because we kind of tell it like it is, or at least like we think it is. Catfish stew, my gosh, man, it just sounds good. It sounds Southern, you know. I don't know. I'm going to be cooking it next week, because I've got a bunch of channel catfish fillets in the freezer now. Do we want to, is the fillets okay to use?
Well, it's okay to use, but you don't need to, because what you're going to do is you're going to take the catfish and stick it in a pot of water and boil it, and then take it all off the bone.
Oh, okay.
But fillets work real well.
Okay.
And that way you don't need to worry about the bones or anything.
Okay. Well, let's say, I've got me some either small whole catfish. Let's just say we're going to cook it with fillets. That's what a lot of people will have. So what do we do first, Danny?
Well, first of all, you got to get all your ingredients together.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the recipe that I've got, I usually make a double recipe, because one recipe just never seems like enough, especially if somebody knows I'm making it. They're going to show up.
Yep.
But the recipe calls for about 1 1/4 pounds of catfish fillets.
Mm-hmm.
4 cups of water.
Yep.
3 slices of thick lean bacon.
Mm-hmm.
Medium onion chopped up. A couple of large red potatoes cut into 1/2-inch cubes.
Yep.
The recipe calls for some tomatoes peeled and chopped, but it's a whole lot easier just to get a can of diced tomatoes with the juice included, and that works just as well. An 8-ounce can of tomato sauce. Then you're going to get your spices, a tablespoon of minced basil, tablespoon of minced thyme, a bay leaf, a couple of teaspoons of red wine vinegar. And then you can either use regular ketchup, 1/2 cup of regular ketchup, and throw you in some hot sauce, whether it's Texas Pete or Louisiana hot sauce, whatever you want to use.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can just get 1/2 cup of the hot ketchup that they sell, and then just some salt and pepper. So you can see, Luke, there's a lot of ingredients there. But they make this stew just really, really flavorful.
You know, and just from what you've told me, I doubt if I could duplicate it exactly like the Danny Hood, but I could go make it right now from just, and I bet a lot of our listeners could do it too. But what I don't, what I'm not tuned in on is the process. So maybe you can go into that. You know,
it's actually pretty simple. You just put the catfish in the water and boil it.
Mm-hmm.
And reduce the heat, and just keep it boiling on a medium low. Cover the pot, and it'll take you probably about 20 minutes till the meat's tender.
Mm-hmm.
And take it out of the pot because what you're going to want to do in a few minutes is after it cools down is to sort of break it into real small pieces. And so you take it out, let it cool, and you save that pot of broth because you're going to be using that.
Yeah.
Just put the fish over to the side. In that pot of in another saucepan or a large pot, you're going to saute the bacon, get that crispy, take it out.
Do you want it crispy, Danny? Go ahead and make it crispy.
Okay. You're going to want it crispy because you're going to break it up into pieces here in a little while.
All right.
And break it in small pieces. And then in that pan drippings from the bacon, you're going to put the onion, saute it a little bit till it gets opaque. And then add all that broth to that, add the bacon, the potatoes, the tomatoes, tomato sauce, all the herbs, the vinegar, the bay leaf, just put everything in there and cover that and simmer it until the potatoes are tender. And once the potatoes are tender, throw your catfish, ketchup, salt, and pepper in there, and heat it up, and it's ready.
Oh, your catfish is already done. You know, it got it.
Yeah,
you've got it.
And again, you're going to break the catfish up, crumble it up into small pieces.
Gotcha. That's simple enough. I know. You know, I can just taste it right now. Now, cornbread. You just almost have to have some cornbread with that.
You do.
Yep.
You do cornbread, or I don't know if you make hush puppies down there.
Oh yeah.
We use hush puppy mix and make hush puppies here, and that's just mighty fine on the side with it.
You bet. Folks, the gentleman that we're visiting with, Mr. Danny Hood, is the reason that I got hooked on grits. Danny, you know, a lot of people in Texas love grits. I've got a lot. I mean, born and raised, never left Texas, people eat grits. But, you know, I've had them. My mother would occasionally cook them. But they will get in your blood. You ship me some stone ground grits after our trip to Canada when we went fishing. And my gosh, those things! I don't know what it is. It's I just think of it like cornmeal in a way, but I don't know if just plain grits would be if I'd like it or not. But when you put cheese on them or butter or you know whatever, they become a whole different animal, don't they? You know
they do. And a couple of special things we do here in South Carolina with grits is we have fish and grits and we have shrimp and grits. And you mentioned right at the top of the show about frying catfish. We fry a lot of catfish here too. And there's something mighty fine about having some hot grits and some fried catfish on the side with it. And they go real well together.
You bet. Well, I think the catfish stew, I think folks listen to that and they've got it. I mean, they made change things just a tad, but that's a very good basis, and it's a pretty simple recipe. One other thing I want to talk to you about, Danny. You know, Larry Wysoon, Mr. Whitetail, has been on this show with me for 14 and a half years. We call it Campfire Talk, you know, the first segment.
Yep.
And then Larry and I and Jeff Rice do a weekly TV show that's called A Sportsman's Life. It's on Carbon TV and YouTube, but most people watch it on Carbon TV. Okay, so Larry is, you know, Mr. Whitetail. We're talking about the man, the biologist that, you know, he probably knows as much about whitetail deer as anybody alive, and I do believe that. But he's always talking about South Carolina, and he's hunted there a few times. The deer season there opens, I think, in August. Am I right?
August 15th to January 1st.
And Larry's hunted there a couple of times. Now, those, you know, that's just, I like the idea. Don't think I don't. But it's hard to imagine hunting for someone that's never hunted deer in August, you know. I guess, are they beginning to get into, the bucks beginning to get into rut that time of year there, or? What's going on?
No. That's too early for the rut.
Yeah.
We usually see that closer into, you know, October, November.
Like here,
but,
then. Okay.
And a lot of people, myself included, just don't hunt in August and September because it's too hot.
Yeah.
Bugs are too bad and it's too hot. But, you know, somebody who's anxious to do it, it's a good chance to get out there and get a pretty set of velvet racks.
It's the antlers are in velvet. Yeah, I just never knew what prompted that season. I've talked to Larry about it in the past, and I don't know. Maybe it's just a tradition there, but I can even here in Texas, of course, you know, and I bow hunt quite a bit in early October. Yeah, it's mosquitoes and everything else a lot of times, and a lot of the ranches in Texas, Danny, and I know a lot of our friends listening know this. I think it's level 4 Texas Parks and Wildlife managed ranches. They have October, when bow season opens, on those ranches you can hunt with anything that's legal to hunt with, bow, centerfire, pistol, muzzleloader, because the Parks and Wildlife sets a quota for deer to be taken, and they don't. You can take them right on through near the end of February. So that's pretty neat, and, you know, just the thought of hunting a different area. Now, how about black bear, in South Carolina? Are there many?
There are theoretically bear in every county of South Carolina. Bear hunting is nothing I've ever done. But they're around, and we've got a very short season. You have to get tags and so forth. But a lot of people do hunt bear.
Do you ever, deer hunting, do you ever run into a bear or encounter one?
Never have.
Never have.
Never have. Wouldn't surprise me, but it never have.
Yep. Well, Danny, thank you so much, buddy, for sharing that catfish stew with us, that recipe, and talking about South Carolina. You know, we hunters and fishermen, we like to go places and hunt things and catch fish. So,
I live on Lake Murray, which is in central South Carolina, right outside the state capital, Columbia. And we got a beautiful place here on Lake Murray. There's a lot of catfish in Lake Murray, and you got to just come up with a lot of different ways to eat it good.
You bet. Does Lake Murray have stripers?
Oh, yes.
I thought it did. I see pictures that you've posted in the past of stripers. So another good place to, lots to do, a lot of outdoor activities out there, isn't it? You know?
Sure is.
That's good. Well, Danny, thank you so much, buddy, and hope to share a campfire with you sometime in the future.
Thank you, Luke. Hope to.
Folks, this segment is brought to us by Horizon Barbecue Smokers. You can go online to horizonbbqsmokers.com and check them out. These are heavy-duty wood-fired smokers that will last you a lifetime. Also brought to us by Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Check them out at pyramidair.com.